Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, we hear on the news that violent crime is up. People are being murdered all over this country. We spend millions trying to find out why. Why are so many people being harmed? The list grows every year. We have universities studying what is becoming an epidemic. Violent crime in some communities is so common that people walk by dead bodies daily. Society wants us to believe that the problem lies outside of self. Society would have us to believe that guns are the problem. The gun, the knife, the pot, the pan, or the hammer is the weapon used. They are not the problem, but the instruments of choice. The emotion connected to the thought behind the act is the problem. The issue is man's lack of love. Love does not want to harm anyone. Love cannot harm. What do you think would happen if we would exercise love instead of the weapon? What do you think would happen if we would use our license to love instead of the gun? What would happen if we, instead of getting a concealed carry permit, got an open carry permit to love? What do you think would happen if people decided to set as a goal sharing, expressing, giving, and receiving love? Do you think that kind of research would yield the desired results of a reduction in violent crime? Do you believe if we allow God's love to abide in us, the world would see its effect and come to Christ? In 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, the word says, "No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us. His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world." Here John introduces us to the third of five reasons why we should love, because love is the heart of Christian witness. No one can see God loving since his love is invisible. Jesus is no longer in the world to manifest the love of God. The only demonstration of God's love in this day and time is you. God put his Spirit in you to put his love for the world on display. It's your time to shine. Jesus has passed the baton to you, and he has given you the power to overcome everything that stands in your way of loving people. Remember John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He put his soul love on display for you and I. He gave himself while we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Surely we can give ourselves our desires, our time, our comfort, our emotions, our money, our possessions, and our efforts to show others the love of Jesus Christ. Let's try it today. I'm not saying it will be easy to do. What I am saying is let's get it done. I pray that my people don't fold you and all those hearts that are cold, that they turn gold. Your love is what will reduce crime. So let's shine. Don't worry. Things will be fine in time. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.